Today's episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Klass as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hear from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
Welcome to Stuff to Blow Your Mind from HowStuffWorks.com.
Hey, welcome to Stuff to Blow Your Mind. My name is Robert Lamb.
And I'm Julie Douglas.
Save your applause, because we were talking about applause in this episode. I don't know if you do applaud us after we're done. As you're listening to us in your car or on the train or in your bed, but I just assumed everyone applauded when we finished.
Well, hold on a second. Let's just listen to a little bit of applause.
Yeah.
Let's just really soak it in.
I feel better already. See, I knew they loved us.
I knew it too. You know, we are, of course, talking about clapping today. Applause. About what it all means in our universe and what it can tell us about the laws governing the ways that we operate in the world.
Yeah. For instance, the big one, of course, is when do you clap? When do you not clap? When is it appropriate? When is it unseemly?
When do you not want the clap?
Yeah.
Clapping.
Clapping,
Okay, and of course, there's a rich tradition of clapping in childhood and happiness, right? Because if you're happy and you know it, you will clap your hands.
That's what the song says to do. And who are we to doubt it? Yeah.
Exactly. And clapping really is one of those things that is just a rudimentary percussive instrument, right? You can use it. You can start your songs. It's like used a lot in folk music, right?
Yeah. I mean, it's the instrument of our bodies. Yeah. It's right up there with like ham boning.
Ham bone, ham bone, where you been?
Exactly. Yeah, yeah.
I don't know really the rest of that song. I don't think anybody wants me to sing the rest of that song. But you can also use clapping as even like a signal to turn electronic devices on and off, right? Clap on, clap off.
Yep.
Right. So, and there's a satisfaction to a good clap. Have you ever noticed that?
Yeah, yeah. Like a good, just a rich clap where you really kind of cup your hands a bit and you get that. That solid sound, yeah.
Yeah, it's a good, meaty connection between your hands. And it sort of comes to symbolize something really important to you, right? Like, that performance was so enriching and beautiful that I must somehow express myself.
My wife often gets on to me for when we're at events where there's clapping. Like, generally what I'll do is I love to clap, and I will applaud an artist or or even a, you know, a movie if it's really had an effect on me. But I mean, my hands get a little tired doing it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's not that it's like wearing me out and I'm just, you know, out of breath or anything. But like after, you know, 10 claps, you know, you get kind of a stingy sensation because I'm really committing on my early claps. So if the audience continues to applaud,
mm-hmm.
I'll often go to a silent clap where I look like I'm clapping, but I'm not really making any noise.
Because at that point, you feel like it's obligatory clapping.
Yeah, so I'll continue to keep up appearances, but I'm not really going to contribute to the volume of applause. And my wife thinks that's kind of silly or something.
All right, we're going to touch back on that in a moment.
Okay.
I wanted to point out that Jay Fisher, he's a classics professor at Yale University, he dates the custom to at least the 3rd century BC. He said, you see it at the end of a lot of plays by Plautus and Terence where they have this word plaudit, which is an imperative meaning applause or clap.
Mm-hmm.
So we see it there. We also know that it was popular in ancient Rome where it joined finger clicks and waving handkerchiefs, an expression of appreciation.
So they would do clicks with their fingers?
Yeah, I thought that was just a beatnik thing, but
yeah.
I did not realize that that had its origins in ancient Rome. And Bruno H. Repp has a paper all about clapping, the sound of two hands clapping, an exploratory study. And he found... I thought this was fascinating. There is no gender difference when it comes to ladies and gents clapping.
You mean like sound volume or how much they do it?
Exactly, both.
Oh, wow.
So he wanted to explore this idea because he thought, well, hand size is a clear sexual dimorphism, right?
Yeah.
So
men's hands are big and meaty and gross and women's hands are slight and beautiful, right? And couldn't
sure.
possibly produce sound.
Sure. Exactly. Or the daintiest of, right? Mm-hmm. But he found that there was no difference whatsoever.
Huh.
I thought that was just kind of funny to find out about. But anyway, if you ever want to know everything in the world about clapping, you should definitely check out Rep's paper, The Sound of Two Hands Clapping.
So we've all been in an environment, obviously, where applause is taking place. If you haven't, then we have some questions about your life. But for the most part, everyone knows what generally happens. So it's like a couple of people start applauding,
mm-hmm.
then the applause builds, and then a curious thing begins to happen. I mean, you don't think about it as being curious at the time, because it happens all the time, but a little synchronicity leaches its way into the applause.
And we know that this is really important in social constructs, right? Because
right.
we've talked about the social contract that we all unwittingly sign because
yes.
we want to be cooperative. We want to be a community.
We have to get along. We have to we have certain norms that we generally want to meet.
Yeah. And clapping is just another way to communicate. In fact, in Samoa, which is an island in the South Pacific,
mm-hmm.
Rhythm, dancing, singing, and music are really integral to that culture. And so clapping is a huge part of how they express themselves through these stories and they reenact these different stories by using these sound signals. And I just wanted to play a quick clip of that because I thought it was so cool to be able to hear this community all participating in this act.
And of course, you should really check out videos of this as well, because any of these ritual Samoan performances are always a real treat to watch as well.
So you look at something like this, and then you begin to wonder, well, is this something that is integral to humans? Are we born clappers, or are we made clappers? And a pediatric physical therapist and researcher at the University of Hartford, she says that we're made and we're not born. She said that I think it's a learned behavior. I've seen babies spontaneously from excitement clasp their hands together, but the motion of clapping is a learned behavior.
Hmm. So if left to their own devices, an unschooled infant might learn to clap. But generally speaking, you're taught to clap before you do.
I mean, it's kind of a hard question to answer because your motor skills as a baby aren't really up to par to clapping, right?
Yeah, I was terrible at it when I was young. My family continues to give me a hell over that, but...
Really?
Yeah, I couldn't I would try to clap and I would go like this.
So. You're crossing your arms.
Yeah.
If people could see you right now,
like
they
I'm
would
missing.
See that
like
you
I'm trying
just...
to clap and I'm missing my...
Here, let me...
Yeah.
Okay, do it now. I'm going to do the quick clapping of hands together.
Oh, there we go.
Okay.
All right.
You're pretty good now.
Well, now I'm all right, yeah.
All right. So what does all this have to do, though, with social synchronicity? There's a 2012 study from cognitive neuroscientists at the California Institute of Technology, and researchers found that the body movement synchronization between two participants increases following a short session of cooperative training. And it suggests that our ability to synchronize body movements is a measurable indicator of social interaction. So in other words, we need this. We need this motion in order for all of us to say, hey, we're all on the same page.
Yeah. I mean, you think about any kind of like a physical activity, such as like anytime you're say your work or your church or your whatever kind of group goes out and does some sort of service activity.
Mm-hmm.
Like if you say you're digging a ditch, like you can take people that do not dig ditches normally in their course of their life, you can get them out there, and via this kind of synchronicity that we have built in, we can generally avoid shoveling each other in the face by accident. Because
right.
you'll fall into the synchronicity of the chore.
But you're right. So I'm thinking about rowing canoe too, right?
Yeah.
So if you've got two people rowing, that you just generally fall into these rhythms.
Yeah. Now it may take an hour or two, and if it's a husband and wife in a canoe, your relationship might not last long enough to reach that point of synchronicity. But stick with it because you'll get there.
You know, my husband and I used to canoe a lot in mm-hmm. when we lived in Raleigh, North Carolina. And I could always sort of take the weather of our relationship
uh-huh.
on those Sundays when we were doing that. Because, you know, if you're not in synchronicity, if you're not sort of on the same page, then you start to squabble and you're not really rowing very well and then you're just sort of rudderless. But what I thought was interesting about this study is that the researcher, Kyung-sik Yun, said that the reason why they're studying this is because it could open new vistas to study the brain-to-brain interface that appears when cooperative relationships exist. So they're looking at this as possibly an extrapolation of looking at how two brains can create a loose dynamic system.
Hmm.
So, of course, you know, my futurist mind goes, ooh, this is,
oh, yeah.
you know, a way to study this and somehow link up brains.
Yeah, I mean, there are a number of really fascinating studies out there right now talking about the possible use of this, linking two brains together for a single task, such as piloting a spaceship.
Yeah, and it's fascinating to see something just as elementary as clapping your hands as being able to study the ways in which our brains change with this activity.
Yes.
Shout out to Astapro for sponsoring this episode and providing us with free samples.
Rob, as the local host with allergies here, they sent you some of their nasal spray to treat your allergies. What was your experience like?
Yeah, that's right. I always wrestle with the pollen a bit when it rolls in during the spring. So they sent me the little nasal spray. I tried out the product and yeah, it sure did help me get on top of my symptoms for the day. And it's so fast acting, it was already kicking in before I left the house.
Astapro is a first of its kind nasal allergy spray. It's the fastest 24-hour over-the-counter allergy spray. It starts working in 30 minutes while other allergy sprays take hours. Astapro is the first and only 24-hour steroid-free allergy spray. Astapro delivers full prescription-strength indoor and outdoor allergy relief from nasal congestion, runny and itchy nose, and sneezing.
Get fast-acting nasal allergy symptom relief with Astapro. Go to astaproallergy.com for a discount so you can get Astapro and go today. Astaproallergy.com. Astapro and go. Use this directed for relief of nasal congestion, runny nose, sneezing, and itchy nose due to allergies.
Today's episode is brought to you by Visible. If you haven't heard of Visible, now you have. They're the wireless carrier that's making wireless visible. It's in the name. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon, just $25 a month, every month, taxes and fees included. Having a one-line plan means you only need you to save. No estranged roommates, exes, cousins twice removed, or AI-powered humanoid robots needed. And because $25 a month really means $25 a month, you can call, text, stream, whatever, as much as you want without worrying about getting dinged at the end of the month.
No hidden fees, no surprises. No, really. It's like the old saying goes, you can't judge a book by its cover, but you can judge a company by its name. So spread the word. Tell all your friends there's a wireless company out there with transparency in their name, and they're called Visible. Start saving on wireless today at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan for data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it.
I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Today's episode is brought to you by eBay. eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then, through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
So this is all sort of predicated, this clapping and this social interaction, on this idea that has recently come out that not only are we all meme machines, we take our thoughts and we spread them, as evidenced by the internet, but something like clapping is a microcosm of the meme and how it spreads.
Okay.
So if you look at clapping...
You're talking about like applause in a given environment, say at a,
yes,
at a show.
Yeah, yeah. In fact, it's looked at as a sort of virus spreading out throughout the audience. There's a paper published recently called The Dynamics of Audience Applause, and it's in the Journal of Royal Society Interface. And the lead author, Dr. Richard Mann from the University of Uppsala, said you can get quite different lengths of applause even if you have the same quality of performance. This is purely coming from the dynamics of the people in the crowd. So in other words, it's not like how great the performance was. It's how the meme of the applause is spreading throughout that audience.
I imagine performance artists that are listening to this program, be they a musician or a wrestler or what have you, or an actor, they can probably tell you, oh, well, that's obviously the case. Because if you go out there and let's say your solo is just as excellent on this night as it was the night before, but it's a different crowd, it's a different town, and sometimes the crowd is just not going to have that dynamic. They're not going to eat it up. And there's maybe a lot more to that than just, you know, it being a sleepy small town versus a big city.
This is why you have to plant clappers in the audience.
Ah.
If you wanted to have a big, resounding, robust applause, you know, 5 minute applause, you would have to have people who would be sporadically spread out. And the reason is because the researchers found that behavior, that tapering off of volume, happens because people begin to not participate, and then that non-participation sort of gives license. Or that lack of volume to those other people to say, okay, so I'm not going to clap anymore.
Yeah.
Just sort of like how you said, like after 10 claps, you're kind of like,
I'm kind of done here. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was interesting, too, that in this study, they point out that it doesn't take that many people starting the applause or stopping it to affect the overall volume.
Yeah. It's something, a couple of people, right?
Yeah.
So you have a couple of people start it. Mm-hmm. Let's say you have 20, 30 people engage in it.
Mm-hmm.
Two people drop off, and then boom, your applause begins to go on the downward curve there.
It can be two examples of this come to mind. Like if you've ever been to something where you did not like the performance, say like, it seems like I've encountered this before, if it's you're going to something where there are various performers, and maybe you're not really there to see it, but see the one that just performed.
Mm-hmm.
And there's something in me that I'll be stubborn. I'll be like, well, I'm not going to applaud that. That was horrible. But then everyone else is applauding, and it takes a real test of will to not fall in and clap. Like, I generally end up at least doing my silent clap just so I don't look like a jerk.
Right. You feel kind of like a jerk on the inside, right?
Yeah.
Because it's the silent. Or you feel like, I will not give you that volume. I'll look like it, but I'm not giving it to you.
And another thing that comes to mind is if you've ever been to a play and you don't realize that it's family night, so it's the family members and friends of the people performing.
We went to
a play years ago, and it was the same case. The performance itself was, heartfelt. The performers were really into it. They were really believed in their product, but it was very rough around the edges and ultimately, just kind of weird and boring. The music was great, but at the end of it, there was this standing ovation from everyone around us, And I kind of felt like I was going insane for a second, because I was like, why is everyone loving this so much? Did we see the same play? Is there some sort of weird generational divide here? And I began to wonder, is this what it feels like to have like some sort of dementia, where the world is responding in a certain way to stimuli and you are not having the same response? But as it turns out, it's just all those people giving the standing O, they were there because their friends or family were involved in the production.
I love that. I love that you're like, this is a possible alternate reality that you're experiencing.
And could this
be like dementia?
Yeah, because again, it comes down to the pressure, the social pressure of the applause, where if the applause is that strong for something, it's like, is there something wrong with me for not fitting in with this?
Yeah.
Why am I not having the same response?
Another awkward kind of applause moment, I think, is office applause.
Ooh.
Because you're in a meeting, someone does something great. Of course you want to acknowledge it, but then you feel like you can't not acknowledge that. Huh. You know, could you? I guess you could not just sit there and fold your arms.
We don't do that here, though. We're a pretty unsupportive bunch for the most part.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. Every once in a while, like once every 2 years, though, there's some sort of clapping thing going on. Let's take a quick break, and when we get back, we will talk about how clapping and neurons are related.
Today's episode is brought to you by Visible. If you haven't heard of Visible, now you have. They're the wireless carrier that's making wireless visible. It's in the name. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon, just $25 a month, every month, taxes and fees included. Having a one-line plan means you only need you to save. No estranged roommates, exes, cousins twice removed, or AI-powered humanoid robots needed. And because $25 a month really means $25 a month, you can call, text, stream, whatever, as much as you want without worrying about getting dinged at the end of the month.
No hidden fees, no surprises. No, really. It's like the old saying goes, you can't judge a book by its cover, but you can judge a company by its name. So spread the word. Tell all your friends there's a wireless company out there with transparency in their name, and they're called Visible. Start saving on wireless today at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan for data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Today's episode is brought to you by eBay. eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then, through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. Today's episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Klass as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast from Ruby Studio in partnership with Intel. Explore the future of technology that's rapidly evolving our world today with the help of AI. There's still so much work and research needed to fully understand the power and potential of AI, and Intel is at the forefront of implementing AI in revolutionary technology that's changing the world we live in for the better. In each episode, Graham interviews the minds transforming medicine and healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more while pioneering new uses for AI in these spaces. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Wow, that was an inspired performance there. That was pretty awesome.
Oh yeah, we had that person come in to do that.
Yeah. She did great.
Cher was great.
If you're just joining us, and I'm not sure how you're doing that since you had someone listen to the first half of this podcast for you, but we are talking about applause. We're talking about clapping.
Yeah.
And we're talking about all the stuff that's really going on under the surface, both psychologically, socially, and indeed from a neuroscientific standpoint.
Yeah, and I wanted to mention that study about clapping, it was from a team of mathematicians and biologists from Sweden and Germany, and one of the things they graphed were the times at which people started and stopped clapping, and they found that graph had a sigmoidal curve, like graphs of people getting infected and then recovering from a disease.
Huh.
So I thought that was sort of interesting. Again, this idea that it's a social contagion.
Wow, it virally infects you, then you're in the throes of it for a little bit, and then gradually you recover. It's like, oh, all right, I'm not clapping anymore. I think I'm fine.
Yeah, I've recovered from this. Yeah. I also thought it was interesting that your neurons, they actually act like a clapping audience.
Ah.
And it turns out that your brain, this ability to adapt to circumstances and this rapid-fire progression of neurons, it is all related to that, because let's say you detect an object, like a baseball hurtling toward your head. You have to size up the dimensions of it and its relationship to your body. And then in a split second, you're sort of switching between all this sensorial data.
Mm-hmm.
And you're making a decision whether or not to move your head away from the ball or catch it. And there is a associate professor in the Wallace H. Coulter Department of Biomedical Engineering. His name is Garrett Stanley. He says there's a switching of the circuit to a different function. The same neurons do two things and switch quickly in a matter of seconds or milliseconds, though a change in the synchronization across neurons occurs. And he says if you think of the neurons firing like members of an audience with their clapping hands, then the sound of clapping becomes louder when they all clap together. So it kind of makes sense that you have that immediacy, like move your head or catch that ball. It's sort of like that crescendo of the clapping of the neurons saying, come on, give attention to this.
Now, another cool study that we found was one from a researcher at Ben-Gurion University of the Negev. And they conducted the first study of hand clapping songs, and it revealed a distinct link between these activities and the development of important skills in children and young adults, including university students, which was really fascinating because they're studying... Obviously, there are social ramifications for clapping games. You get kids clapping together. We've talked about this, too, with music. You know, people come together in song, and you're essentially firing up your neurons in unison. You're sharing in this activity, this viral activity, if you will, and it strengthens the bonds between you. So, obviously, if you're playing patty cake, baker's man.
Yeah.
You know, that kind of thing. Then it's, there's a lot of social activity. You're moving in unison. Mm-hmm. There's actual physical touch involved. It's a no brainer in that regard that it would help socially. But, as it turns out, there's also an impact on learning as well.
Yeah, one of the reasons why they wanted to look at this with kids elementary age is that they found that they really like to engage in clapping activities and mm-hmm. clapping songs at age 6, but then they drop off at age 10. And so what they figured out is that those kids, when they engage them in, say, like board sanctioned educational music, like one group just in song mm-hmm. and another group with hand clapping songs, they found that those kids over like a 10-week period, they were able to catch up in their cognitive abilities, those clapping kids mm-hmm. as opposed to the non-clapping kids. So it points to this idea that kids may gravitate to it naturally because it's integral to motor and cognitive training at those ages.
And then they also found that it's good for adults as well. And part of this, they point out, is, of course, nostalgia. If you played these games when you were younger, then there's a warming effect to play them now. But in this, the questionnaires that they sent out, they found that, that adult students who, took part in clapping games, they became more focused and less tense. So the next time you're feeling a bit stressed, maybe you just need some patty cake in your life. Mandatory patty cake time.
So you're sitting at your desk, you're working on something, you're under deadline, you're totally stressed out.
Yeah.
Start clapping.
Yeah, or
right?
Hand boning or some sort of, you know, just hitting the thighs or something that might work. I was trying to think of a bunch of clapping songs when I read this, and the only ones that came to mind were Patty Cake, some church songs, but I can't remember any of them, but I know there are church songs that have clapping in them, and then, of course, We Will Rock You. But that's more of a stomp clap.
Yeah.
But certainly, if you get a whole, auditorium doing that at once, then it's pretty spectacular.
I was going to say, because you were synchronizing your entire body to this, your brain mm-hmm. and all of your limbs, and feeling like you are now invested in something completely outside of yourself.
Yeah.
Which, yeah, kind of gives you that big, warm, fuzzy feeling towards humanity.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or at least towards Queen.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Well, should we slow clap ourselves out of this episode?
I guess so. Yeah, the slow clap we didn't really get into, but that, of course, is the sarcastic clap. But and the thing about the slow clap, though, of course, is that sometimes you see a scene in a movie where the slow clap is like that. The first individual to clap is that person who stands up and just like the really heartfelt clapping slow that builds to everyone else applauding.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I think those are in the films that it's like Mr. Holland's opus.
Yes.
You know, it's sort of like emotionally charged. Like, here's the grand moment that's been realized.
Yeah. Whereas the other slow clap is kind of like an Agatha Christie parlor room mystery where like, oh, you've figured it out, have you? Bravo. All right. Well, we'll give you a moment here in just a second to applaud us for another podcast. Hopefully well done. Or slow applaud us if you found this not all that helpful. But we think it's pretty interesting. And certainly, some of the most mind-blowing stuff is when you take something every day, something you just completely take for granted, and you get to really dive down into the depths beneath it. So, you out there, if you have any tidbits you'd like to share based on this information about clapping, we would love to hear from you. What's the weirdest clapping or applause situation you've encountered? So what's the most awkward? We always love stories like that. And you can get in touch with us a number of ways. You can go to our mothership, stufftheblowyourmind.com. You can go to Facebook or Twitter. We're on both of those. On Twitter, we're Blow the Mind. We're also on Tumblr. And I think there's one more way to get in touch with us.
Oh, yeah. You can send us an email at blowthemind@discovery.com. For more on this and thousands of other topics, visit howstuffworks.com.
Today's episode is brought to you by Visible. The future of wireless is here, and it's transparent. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon, just $25 a month, every month, taxes and fees included. No hidden fees, no surprises, no, really.
What are you waiting for? Get with the times and switch to Visible at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.